Central New York businesses need to take a long view when it comes to dealing with the economic fallout from the coronavirus epidemic. Stock market losses gave one indication of how the disease is impacting the economy. Abrupt closures of businesses and big reductions in people gathering in public sent another shockwave to bottom lines. Center State CEO President Rob Simpson is hearing from his members, businesses around Central New York, a lot of concern. He calls the impacts of the coronavirus unprecedented and has warnings for business owners.
I think from a business standpoint, you know, we do need companies to be able to think down the road just a little bit. This is more than just a 1 or 2 week disruption. This is going to have longer term and more profound impacts. And so we need people thinking about and planning for something that looks like a more sustained period of economic disruption.
He sees Center State's role as finding best practices to help employees of different businesses work at home, while also finding the best ways to keep workers safe that can't work at home. Simpson believes the area can weather the storm if there's not a lot of panic.
We hope that businesses will refrain from taking drastic and rash actions in the face of, you know, what is a pretty high level of fear and paranoia. At the same time, we know that many businesses, particularly some of our smaller businesses like restaurants and retail, have real fear about being able to make payroll in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
He says for small businesses and employees who get laid off or cut back, there has to be some public sector assistance. He'll be looking for support from more than just local and state level governments.
You know, I think it is going to be increasingly important for us to work with our public sector partners. And we're also going to need leadership from our federal sector partners as well in order to mitigate some of what are inevitably going to be, you know, short term, midterm and long term disruptions to our economic systems. I just don't see a path forward that doesn't require a significant solution at the federal level, frankly, where the greatest level of resources exists.
Finally, Simpson says in this time of disruption, he already heard from a number of business leaders asking how they can help, showing that some are thinking of the community good. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.